You're listening to Brent Baltitude on the Super Radio Network.
Just a quick reminder that Huey's chat is up on our local website. The podcast is there. Also, it's got all the recipes. And we've put the Christmas ice cream recipe up there as well. So if you're into the Christmas ice cream pudding recipe, you can get the ingredients, rush out to the store and see if you can make it for Christmas Day. Okay. Now, after you've eaten all that good food on Christmas Day, it's New Year. And guess what? We do things in New Year that we say we're going to do this and we're going to do that. It's long been accepted that your biological age can be quite different to your chronological age, based on a range of environmental factors, of course. Now, Australian scientists are determining the specific impact that exercise plays in making us age better, and the findings are already changing expectations. Like many people, you're no doubt contemplating a New Year's resolution. In the vast majority of cases, people want to get fitter and they age better. With thanks to this latest scientific research, you have a much smarter pathway to achieving those goals. In a special feature for leading science publication Cosmos, doctor-turned-science journalist Paul Biegler talks to the researchers who ultimately reshapes our understanding of exercise and its benefits. And the good doctor joins me on the phone this afternoon, Dr. Paul Biegler. Hello, doctor. How are you?
I'm very well, Brent. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for your time. Fascinating study, this. Absolutely fascinating. If I can start with the story about the two groups of older adults that were reading fake newspaper articles, and this is certainly an example in the research of mind over matter.
Exactly. This is the work of Professor Joe Baker at York University in Canada. And he did a study where he compared two groups of older people and he got them to read different fake articles. Of course, they didn't realize the articles were fake. One article said that as people get older, they become much better at climbing stairs. And the second article had a completely different message. It said that as people get older, they actually get a lot worse at climbing stairs. And so he had the two groups read those articles and then got them to climb some stairs, surprise, surprise. And he did that with a device attached to the trousers of the people climbing the stairs to measure how stable they were. And they found that the group that read the negative message about stair climbing in older age were much less confident and much less stable climbing the stairs. So it's an example of a psychological effect called priming, where simply introducing a concept to someone psychologically can make it self-fulfilling through a range of factors. So it really emphasizes the fact that if you want to age well and exercise as you do that, it's really important to include self-affirmations that you are able to do it, obviously in an appropriate way for the individual. But self-affirmations can actually make you better at exercising.
So it's mind over matter, self-affirmations. Is it ever too old to start exercising?
It's never too old. I mean, this is one of the messages that came out of the several scientists that I spoke to in the research for this article for Cosmos Science magazine, and that is it's never too late to start. I mean, clearly, if you have medical conditions, you need to consult your health professional and make sure that the exercise that you do undertake is appropriate for your particular situation. But it's never too late to start, even in small amounts.
Research is underway in Melbourne showing that exercise can literally make your body younger. It doesn't matter how old you are, if you exercise, it can make your body younger. And this is where we start to talk about the chronological and the biological. Would you explain the difference for us there for people that don't know that?
Yeah, look, this is fascinating research at Victoria University. There's a thing called epigenetics. So we all have genes inside all of our cells, and they control things from birth, about how those cells behave. But we've also got epigenetics, that is switches that turn the genes on and off. And a couple of years back, a US researcher discovered that by measuring whether your genes are turned on or off, you can actually get a pretty good measure of your chronological age, your actual age. The researchers at Victoria University have delved down into this, and they've looked at 100 men in the initial stages, and they've got them on exercise bikes and worked out who are the fittest 50 and who are the least fit 50, divided them up into those two groups, and then took muscle samples from their thigh muscles and looked at their epigenetic age, or the age that would be predicted by their epigenetics, that is the the genetic switches, and they found that the fittest half had an epigenetic age 4 years younger on average than the least fit half. And what that actually means in practice is that those fitter people had switches changing on their genes that made them much better able to respond appropriately to exercise, to build muscle, to build what are called the mitochondria, the little powerhouses in the muscle that create energy. So it's pretty clear that exercising can change you right down to the level of your genes in a way that actually makes your body a younger body for your chronological age.
I see also that calorie restriction can produce an epigenetic signature or biological age younger than a person's chronological age. And so this is where these diets of the 5-2 and the 16-8 come in, where you restrict calories for either days or for hours each day.
Yeah, well, so one of the fascinating things about the Victoria University research is that one of the few robust findings on winding back epigenetic age has related to this calorie restriction. And this is the first time that it's been shown that exercise can have a similar kind of effect on your underlying, your biological age as opposed to the chronological age. Exercise can wind back the biological age.
What about exercise? It says here in short, exercise as you get old and you'll make more muscle with less protein, because as we get older, of course, we start to lose, from the age of 30, we start to lose muscle mass.
Yeah, well, the figures are that from the age of 50, in fact, you lose about 1% of your muscle mass per year. The thing is, it's not set in stone. Exercise can significantly reduce the amount of muscle that you lose. And the point that you were alluding to is the idea of something called anabolic resistance. Anabolic just means building up, and resistance to building up muscle. There is this process that as you get older, you become more resistant or less able to turn the protein in your diet into muscle. And it has been thought that this is simply a factor related to aging and that it's inevitable. But research that I discussed with Dr. Andy Philp at the Garvan Institute shows that by exercising, you can actually change the dynamics of anabolic resistance. In other words, you can reduce the resistance. You can make it more likely that as you get older, you can turn all the protein or most of the protein that you eat into muscle. So you can reverse to some degree the anabolic resistance that was thought to be an inevitable accompaniment to aging.
It says here that the important message is muscle doesn't lose its ability to adapt to exercise. That old adage that it's never too late is really quite true when it comes to muscle. So get out there and do some exercise. It doesn't matter whether you're 55, 65, 75 or 85 for that matter.
Well, actually try 105.
Yeah, true.
I didn't write about Robert Marchand, but he's now 105. I think he's 106 now. A Frenchman who increased the hour record on the bike when he was 103. So that's how far you can ride on a bike. And he increased that between the ages of 103 and 105. Sorry, between the ages of 101 and 103, he actually increased his hour record and increased what's called his VO2 max, his maximal ability to absorb oxygen. And he rode something like 26 kilometres in an hour at the age of 103. And increased it from around about 22 from the age of 101. So, I mean, he's a living example, and I'm assuming he's still alive. These data were from a year or so ago, but he's a living example of the fact that training, even when you are above the age of 100, can increase your aerobic capacity. So that was a pretty amazing study.
The story that you've written for Cosmos is based, it starts out talking about Carla McKinlay. Tell us about Carla McKinlay. She's a 72-year-old retired anaesthetist. Amazing lady.
She is amazing. It turns out I actually worked with Carla many years ago at Shepparton Hospital when I was a junior doctor, and she was one of the anaesthetists there. But I didn't realise that until after I'd interviewed her. But she's now 72. Last year at the age of 71, she completed the Kona Hawaii Ironman, which is a 3.8K swim, a 180-kilometer bike ride, followed by running a marathon. That's 42 kilometers. She did that at the age of 71. this year she's had a real health scare. She's lost both her breasts through surgery for breast cancer, and is recovering from that, but in amazing fashion. I had an email from her last week. She's just done the Alpine Trail Run, which is a 36-kilometre run from Falls Creek in Victoria that took her around 7 hours. So, look, she's amazing. But I think the lesson from Carla is that we don't all have to be supreme elite athletes at an older age. The lesson is that she exemplifies this science that shows that, you know, exercise as you get older, and you can turn back your aging clock, you can build muscle, you can reduce anabolic resistance. More research from Andy Philp show that you can significantly increase the amount of mitochondria, those powerhouses in the muscles that produce energy, simply by exercising. He had a study that compared masters athletes over the age of 70, mostly cyclists, who'd been exercising all their lives, with similar-aged older people who were sedentary, who didn't do any exercise, and younger sedentary people. And he found that those older masters athletes had 2 to 3 times the mitochondrial content of either their sedentary peers or the sedentary younger people. So those older athletes had really fired up skeletal muscles with those little powerhouses to a much greater extent than people many years their junior who didn't exercise.
Amazing.
So there's really a message there that you can keep going when you get older. Don't have to be an elite athlete, but exercise to some degree, as much as you can, is going to be beneficial.
Dr. Paul Beasley, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon. And New Year's resolutions, get fit, do some exercise. A happy Christmas to you and your family.
Great to talk to you, Brent.
Thank you. Bye-bye.